producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Coming up, reaction from Donald Trump's statement that all Muslims need to stay out of the country till we figure out what's going on. I'll give you the all of it exactly, and then some reaction to it as well. We want your reaction, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. He's definitely has a lot of support, and it's not a big limb to go on. Trump supporters say the Muslim plan is not going to really alter the way they look at Donald Trump. It's not going to affect how they're going to vote. They're going to vote for him when they go to the primaries. All of you know this stems from what happened, the horrific shooting in San Bernardino that took the lives of 14 people and wounded so many others when two radicalized Islamic jihadists, whatever you want to label them as, decided that, yeah, we've been target practicing, is now what the FBI is saying, and we're ready to do what we have to do. And this is a guy who worked with these people for 5 years. The shooters, you already know, Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik. They were practicing at gun ranges in Los Angeles. And the last target practice happened days from the shooting. They were radicalized, and they had been for quite some time. This, according to the assistant director of the FBI Los Angeles field office. They've been collecting evidence, combing through it for 5 days after the massacre that President Obama decided to address from the Oval Office on Sunday and call it terrorism. But the key biggest question for me is, could something have been done to stop it? Was there a way to stop this or no? They're questioning the relatives, the mother of Farouk, lawyered up. What did the mother know? She was living in the house. They've also raided a family home in Pakistan, because they believe Malik, who was a mail order bride, by the way, was radicalized 2 years ago before she came into the United States with Farouk on a fiancé visa and before ISIS proclaimed its caliphate. The question for the FBI is, they're trying to figure out, did she push him to adopt more extreme views, if they can determine that or not? They raided this home in Pakistan that was owned by Malik's father. They broke a padlock off a building in a city called Multan, taking what was there from the house they thought would be of importance. An attorney representing Farouk's family said again and again and again, the family was completely surprised and devastated. No one had any knowledge. If anybody would have, they definitely would have done something to stop it. Farouk's mother shared the house, as I said, with them. And by the way, their six-month-old baby. They say they lived in an isolated part of the place where they were living. But over the weekend, Farouk's father told an Italian newspaper his son supported the ISIS ideology of establishing an Islamic caliphate. He said he shared the idea of the ISIS leader, al-Baghdadi, to create an Islamic state, and that he was fixated on Israel. The president, on Sunday, addressed the nation. He called the San Bernardino attack an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people. You think? Could have come a day or two earlier. San Bernardino, by the way, the county board of supervisors had a little news conference on Monday. They said their hearts were heavy during the time, but they have to move forward. So they opened everything up for business again. You know, they have kids with autism and others that they help in the area where this holiday party was and where these people were gunned down, just sitting ducks. Employees for the Environmental Health Service Department. That's where the victims of the attack worked. They're not going to start working, even though everything's opened back up until December 14th. They put security guards at the county offices, and other security-type measures are now in place for what it's worth. They say that they didn't expect anything, of course, of this magnitude. It was completely expected. Does it shake your faith in humanity? I think it does. All the victims, by the way, who made it to the hospital are in stable condition. That's good news. But there were so many they couldn't save, they couldn't help. But at least some of them were. All right, again, flip it open, the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to John in Washington. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I want to say I love the couple. You bring up a lot of good. But I wanted to say, as much as it pains me to say this, because I'm a pretty strict constitutionalist, Donald Trump is absolutely right in this regard. The Islam, Muslim cult is not compatible with a free society at all. And when the people that are detractors of his always go back to the Japanese situation we had in World War II, people forget there was one drastic difference, and that is that I believe the Japanese practiced a religion called Shinto.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, it did not say that you needed to kill all non-believers. And this is what the Muslim cult does. It says you need to vet and then destroy any society that does not believe in our cult. And Donald's right. They do not belong to it's unfortunate to say that, but they're just not compatible.
But what about the people? Here's the one thing. What about the people who are here in the United States, who are Americans, who are, we'll call them peaceful people, who are Muslims, with using that label, and they have maybe somebody who's overseas, which could be this tricky part of this. I'm not saying bring family members in who we've never seen before. I'm saying, what if there's family members over? I mean, do we somehow put some sort of time attached to it and say, you have to come back into the country now, we have to know where you've been, because your mother, your father, your brother, blah, 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 are here, and you've been somewhere else in the Middle East? That's where it gets pretty tricky. So, John, thanks for the call. He says he's on board with Donald Trump, that unfortunately that's the way it has to go if you look at where we are. What do you say? 855-266-5283. More reaction. We're going to hear from what Donald Trump had to say earlier in the day, coming up next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
All right, so Donald Trump, you heard what he had to say there. That's Trump saying, you know, that's it. We can't figure out what's going on, so we got to say, we got to shut it down. Of course, the Republicans, all of them, except for Ted Cruz, who kind of danced around it in a different direction, said he's wrong, it's inflammatory, it's polarizing. I mean, different ways of saying it. But he cited an online poll, the Center for Security Policy, that said, although they say the poll has anti-Muslim reputation, the poll found 25% of Muslim American who responded thought violence against America is justified. So he was out at an event, Trump was, at the USS Yorktown, and a lot of the crowd stood and applauded. He definitely has fans. He definitely has many people who agree with this. But this is where we're at. We're almost into results season. We're almost into just a few months. Boom, we're in the primaries. And there is a charm to Trump in the sense that he is not beholden to anyone, so he's able to say whatever he wants to say. I will say this, and I've said this before. I know people who know Donald Trump, and they say he bends over backwards. He's gracious. He's amazing when you meet him to everybody. He's the same across the board. And in running for president, I just wonder, because you never know when you jump into a race, did he think he would get this far, number one? And in jumping into the race for Trump, he's not beholden to the Republicans, and he does hold, pardon the pun, a Trump card, because he can jump out on the Republicans, go independent, and completely sink the Republicans' battleship. For people who would vote for Trump. And, of course, the Clinton campaign would love that because the Clinton campaign knows that she's going to win the nomination, and that would that any threat of anybody having the possibility of being neck and neck with her, catching her, whatever, would all fade if he jumped to the, you know, and ran independent. I don't think that's going to happen, however. I mean, are his ideas good? Are his proposals realistic, unrealistic? Does he just make us feel like, wow, we're tired of it, so it's good to hear straight talk? He talked about the mosques. He talked about respecting them, but having to look at them, that there's anger, we have to know about it. And here's the interesting thing. After 9/11, and I wasn't doing this show then, I was actually in New York. It was awful. The worst day of my life. One of them, anyway. Just awful. And being there and seeing it, all of you experienced it, but being there and seeing it was beyond words. And people were walking and stepping and treading easily for fear of offending, for fear of raising the roof on something. And ultimately, if you remember the Patriot Act, of course you do. Here's the thing. This whole profiling deal came up, but they were looking at mosques. They were finding people, and it's not every mosque and it's not every person, but they were, that was what was happening. There was investigations into it, and that was immediately shut down, you know, in the last couple of years, saying that you can't do this. You can't go into Newark, New Jersey. You can't go into Brooklyn. You can't go here. You can't go there. And do that, because there were people who were planted. They were finding information out. They were shutting down lone wolf terrorists. And there's one issue we have to come to terms with. How far are we going? Where are we moving? And what is it we want to see happen? 855-266-5283. Here's what a couple of people had to say earlier in the day about Trump and his comments. I think we have those. Trump and his, some of the comments about Donald Trump's comments. I guess not, maybe not. We'll get those for you. 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net. I'm interested in your comments. Ray in Missouri, hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, fine. Long time. Probably get the speakerphone off.
Yeah, speakerphones sound distorted.
No, there's a bunch of stuff going on. You'd think that maybe they've the American people, when they spoke out about all the CIA and your phone and email investigations and stuff, that maybe they should okay that again, but it seems like that they knew about these people before and it didn't help anyway.
Yeah. It seems like they knew and it didn't help. That's right. So what? So why not? What is it we need to do? It's so awful that those people lost their lives just because they happened to work with the wrong person who knew exactly what he was going to do.
Yeah, nobody knows for sure, but it seems like what's coming out is they were already on a list of people that were being investigated or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
So if the investigation part doesn't work, then what's going on? Why doesn't it?
Yeah, why doesn't it? When we certainly do have good investigators in this country. And are they, what's happening? I think what's happening is they're kind of, their hands are tied because there's only so far they can go, and they're dancing around profiling, they're dancing around other problems they might have.
I agree. They need to, something needs to change. So if you got a Homeland Security Department that investigates people and says that they're involved with terrorism and during the war, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And how awful is that? And imagine if I'm one of the relatives and I know this for sure is the case, and this is, it's out there, it's already buzzing around out there, but okay, you are for sure saying this. We know that this is, that they were earmarked. They were, you know, people knew, not in the neighborhood, I saw something suspicious, but there's a big problem if that's the case, because the whole idea is that's how the system is supposed to work and funnel them out. For goodness sake, why are we spending all this money on Homeland Security if it's not working?
I totally agree. And when people are being investigated, they just can't, I don't think they should be ignored. It should go a little bit further, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Or we never unravel the mystery. Absolutely. 100%, Ray.
You have a lovely evening.
You too, Ray. It was good to hear from you. Very good to hear from you, Ray, our old friend. Awesome guy. In fact, I think he once had a conversation with Izzy, our pal, in Malta. Boy, do we miss her. When she's seeing this thing in San Bernardino, she would have jumped on this phone line immediately and had an opinion. She said she was so tired of what was happening. She had friends in Malta, and she decided that's what she wanted to do. And, of course, we wish her the best. But, boy, is she missed. And she would have had no mercy. She would have had no mercy to say what she thought. And in these circumstances that we keep finding ourselves in, again, ridiculous, because we have to decide. I mean, we have to decide, where are we going? What kind of leeway are we giving investigators in the FBI, in the CIA? Not trampling on people's civil liberties, but at the same time, it's like we're stretching the rubber band in so many directions, and it's snapping on us. And it snapped on those people in San Bernardino, because there they were days before at the firing range practicing. Somebody who worked with the people in the building, and they didn't think or look at him as dangerous as the guy who's going to come back in the building, point guns at you, and within minutes shatter lives. Now, they're dead in the end, but for me, that's the way out. They got what they wanted. Stay with us. Much more coming your way. Including a mailbag, plenty of opinions on what happened in San Bernardino.
Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper, they may have some fun and arrive.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I say this all the time, but it's the holiday season, and thank you for everything that you give to me, wherever you're listening to me, because you really overwhelm me with the amount of email that we get. I've said this before, it's the truth, and I'll say it again. I've worked in some very big radio stations in the United States, in New York and in Dallas, and here on the little show that could, the syndicated show going up against the big boys, you respond, you listen, you download the shows. Thank you so much. And on that note, you have filled the mailbag. Again, I was mentioning just in our last show that it overflowed and I was going to continue to let it go down the pipeline. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Gene Dance Machine. That's exactly what he or she wrote. I don't know if it's a he or she. Hi, Kate. Listen to the show all the time. I have to tell you, I really, really love it. I like it when you mix in the funny stuff with the serious stuff because, you know what, we need some laughs, and I think you get that instead of just hammering us all the time. I listened to what you were saying about the president on Sunday. I agree, and I feel like you. I don't beat him up to beat him up, and I think you really don't beat him up to beat him up when you do. I just feel as though it's ineffective. Why are we waiting so long after an event when clearly we know what's happened there? I get that you have to be cautious. Absolutely. But this would have been better served days before, and something with teeth in it. I guess the president has to prevail for calm because we certainly don't want to turn into some of the places that we have seen on our tubes, people, when the nation explodes and people go after other people for no reason. That wouldn't be good. However, I do think this idea of just not saying it's radicalized Islamic nutballs, I don't understand. If it was white Irish guys who were doing it, or young millennial women, do you think we would say that? The answer is yes. Yeah, it's such a tricky thing to maneuver, but I agree. I understand about, you know, we don't want to see people running through the streets and going after people and accusing people of things they haven't done. You know, absolutely. But this should have happened days before. I said it on the previous show. You know, you're the commander in chief. Just take control. Just do it. You can't immediately go off the rails. You could immediately come on and say, oh, the victims were investigating. This is horrible. We don't want to see this happen in America, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, anyone with common sense, you can't do that. You can't just jump into a situation immediately. But certainly we were well aware of what was going on many days before that. You know, many days before that, I think it would have been a better move. But I think this is part of the problem. Maybe it's part of the problem of politics because of the microscope that of a world that we live in. If that's the reason, then it shouldn't be. I'm not giving that excuse because I don't think there is an excuse for it. But I'm saying to anyone else out there, some of the stories that are coming out now, whether they're true or not, is that at least there was one neighbor who thought, wow, something weird's happening. All these packages are being delivered. And then I thought to myself, well, you know what? I get a lot of packages delivered to my house. So if somebody thought something of me and they turned me in, come search my house? I mean, that's what I would say. Would it have stopped what happened? Well, of course, if they had found caches of ammunition and pipe bombs. But you have to have a search warrant. You have to have cause. So it's, like I said, it's a tricky deal. It is. It's a tricky deal as to what you're reporting, what you're saying. You know, how many times is that loop running when you're in the airport and they say, if you see anything suspicious, please report it. If you see anything suspicious. And I saw somebody take a bag that was just on the ground and throw it through a conveyor. Last time I was traveling, through the conveyor thing, you know, that gets x-rayed and when we get the shakedown from the guys that are searching us. I'll tell you, I just thought that bag didn't belong to anyone. And sure enough, it went through and they did pull it aside because it wasn't anyone's bag. So who left this bag? And I thought, there's a prime example of it. They're telling us how to do it and then they're grabbing it up. Tricky, tricky, tricky. You may have some thoughts on that. Anybody listening, send them to me. All right. This one from Phil, who says, hey, Kate, I'm wondering what your thoughts are for 2016. What do you think's happening now with the election? Wow, that's a wide-open softball for me, Phil. I think that there's a couple of storylines working. One, what's going to happen with the Trump situation? Does he fall off in results season? That's when we go to the primaries. That's when it counts. If he's getting the votes, he's getting the votes. If he doesn't, then who is the Republican that rises through the ranks? Who's going to take the nomination? I was talking to a group of people who are pretty politically connected over the weekend, for whatever that's worth, and they seem to think that Jeb Bush was going to be the guy. That, yes, he's doing terrible in the polls, but he's going to rise to the top when people go and vote. Do you think that, America? How many of you are talking about Jeb Bush so that when you actually go to vote, you say, yeah, it's Jeb Bush. I don't care any other nonsense I've heard. Yeah, I feel confident in Jeb Bush. That's who I'm going to vote for in this primary. I'm not going to vote for Rubio. I'm not going to vote for Cruz. I'm not going to vote for Christie or anybody else. Trump, I'm not going to do the Trump thing. I wonder. It's going to be interesting. I think the first couple of Iowa and New Hampshire, which if you do look, and I did some research on this, as much as I say how important Iowa and New Hampshire are, and they are, but if you do look at Iowa and New Hampshire, just because somebody wins Iowa and New Hampshire doesn't mean that they win the nomination, especially as you get deeper into it. But this is, it's wide open on the Republican side, not even talking about the Democrats, because to me, I think that's flat out Hillary Clinton. Absolutely. All right, we move on to Diana, who says, hello, Kate. I was wondering about the charity that you help, Children International, how long you've done it. I heard you mention it briefly one night, and I was curious how long you've done that and what they do. It's a good time to talk about Children International. They help kids, even in America, too, by the way. Don't let the international fool you. And the reason I like them is because like almost 90% of what comes in goes directly to the kids. I had the chance a few years ago to go to Ecuador, and that's where my child is that we're helping Matthew. And I saw the kids were great. They could have been anywhere. They could have been in America. They didn't know that they were lacking XYZ. He took me into his house. It was just a dirt floor. I climbed up a ladder. He was so proud, showed me his report cards. It was so amazing, the experience. And such a happy kid. And his family, really, just purely in poverty. Like, they would have water come in, and it would be dumped in a giant bin. And they had that for the week to use to wash with, to use to cook with. And it was, in a sense, not that I didn't know that this existed and hadn't seen it before, but it was a real eye-opener for me. And, of course, in Ecuador, there's an example. There's no help for the families there. There's just no help. They have the haves and the have-nots, and the government doesn't do anything to help them. And these people are really good people. And when you talk to the women raising a lot of these kids, they just want education for their child. If they can get the education, they think that they can get their way out of the situation that they're in. So the answer to your question, not to be long-winded, is I know that the money goes to where it's supposed to go to, and it really has helped some amazing kids. And I've met kids who have gone through the program, and just that little help, like the $20 that's a month or whatever it is a game changer for them. I mean, it's a game changer because they can get the books that they need for school, they can get shoes, they get dentistry done, and it's and I saw it with my own eyes, so pretty darn incredible. Thank you for that question. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Thomas. Hello, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you remember me. You met once, and I thought you were very charming. And I have to say, I've been listening to your show and following it now because my schedule is all over the place. I download it at GCN, and I heard you talk about TuneIn, and I've gone there too as well. And it really saddens me what happened in San Bernardino. It's almost not worth talking about because I think we all echo that same sentiment, and I hope that this does not happen anywhere else in the country. I don't want people to live paranoid, fearful lives, but I agree with you. I heard you mention that it's good to just know your surroundings, and when you're in a big crowd, look around for where an exit is, know where you're going, and don't just ignore that, because you don't have to be constantly looking over your shoulder, but it's just smart to know your surroundings. Yeah, we had Robert Siciliano on the show many, many times. And he talked about that. You just do that 180. You look all over the place. You have kids. You have a family. Well, what if anything happens and you have to run for cover? All of a sudden there's a rainstorm. Know where you're headed. And I would say I'm great about the whole fire alarm thing or the fire exits. You know, where are the exits and all that kind of stuff when I'm in a hotel. But I wasn't great about the 180. And since he told me that a few years ago, told us that on the show, I do that now. I look around. What if there is a rainstorm even? It doesn't have to be something nefarious. Where am I going? Where are we heading? Because we're in the middle of this dense crowd. Thanks for all your emails. As always, if you're just listening to me the first time, you can say whatever you want to say. Give us your favorite recipe. Vent about something that's happening. Tell us a cool thing in your neighborhood. Whatever it is, send it to me. Very, very easy. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And once again, thank you for all the emails. Keep them coming. Trust me, we read them, we go through them, and I appreciate you.
Bad excuses, changing blames. We surrender, but here we go again. Hey. You're getting dark in the rain. We figure out but nothing is in vain.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My favorite features that we do here on the show, It's Your Business. The founder, the co-founder of 8 Omakase joins us, Michael Wan. It's interesting. I love that name, and we're going to ask him about that name, I guarantee. If anyone can tell me right now, though, I guess you could look it up, what that word means, I'll give you a free copy of my book. But I love it. I love the title. Anyway, Michael is he's a serial entrepreneur, and he's had massive success at this. He's spent a decade helping companies, you know, navigate the startup stage, which I think is so difficult for so many people. And they've had, you know, gone from the startup and grown by leaps and bounds. And there is an art to being able to do it. So, Michael, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this, and I said this in the beginning, and I think more of us are becoming entrepreneurs. The landscape has definitely changed, for sure. What is it that led you to become an entrepreneur?
Well, I wish I could say I had this grand master plan for my life that brought me to where I am today, but the truth is I got lucky and stumbled upon an opportunity in a startup company back in the 90s during the dot-com boom. And from day one, I absolutely fell in love with the startup space. And most people usually hear about the excess of that era in the 90s, which led to the dot-com bust, as they say.
Yeah.
I mean, while we had the game rooms, the ping pong and foosball tables, the yoga and fitness classes going on in the break rooms every week, I actually really fell in love with this world where you get to see your ideas and your decisions play out very quickly before your eyes. And that's one of the biggest benefits of the startup world is the quick implementation of your decisions. And so I've held jobs in established corporations for years, and while it provided the paycheck and the stability that I'm sure my wife prefers, it just didn't mm-hmm. offer the same excitement and immediate impact that the startup world offered. So ever since then, the entrepreneur's lifestyle was for me.
And you definitely have the background, and we should tell people, I didn't really give much of the street cred you have, besides helping a whole bunch of companies. But Michael got his MBA with a double emphasis, I love this, in entrepreneurship and leadership and organizational change for Pepperdine University. Pepperdine is gorgeous, but they have such a good program there, you know, absolutely, without a doubt. What's the toughest thing, and I sort of mentioned it, I think it's really the startup phase, and you said it about implementing. Is it failure to launch, getting excited about ideas, and just procrastinating, being afraid to take the leap? What seems to be the, in your opinion, the biggest, and I know they can be different across the board, but the biggest stumbling block for most people who are entrepreneurs and have a business they're starting?
Yeah, I think the one you always hear about is the fear of actually taking that leap. And it really does take a lot, especially if you have a family. I've noticed a lot of entrepreneurs there. It's not the young 22-year-old who doesn't have as much to lose. I'm meeting a lot more entrepreneurs who are in their 30s and their 40s, and they have families and a lifestyle they need to support. So one, obviously, is just being able to take that leap. The second, and it's really once you actually launch, is a lot of people are so married to their idea, they don't want to hear any negative criticism because they think their idea is the greatest idea in the world, that they fail to make the right adjustments and the right pivots to really lead to growth. And so it's kind of that they're so enamored with how cool they think their idea is that actually holds them back from making things happen.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a 1-2 combination, taking the leap and then the refusal to take the advice. So the key thing is to be open-minded and listen to what people are telling you and then take what you want out of it, right?
Absolutely. You can't have an ego in the startup world. That'll really hurt you.
Yeah. So tell us about 8 Amakasi. I love that name. What is it? What does it do? What does it offer?
Yeah, so 8 Amakasi, we're actually the first and only made-to-measure clothing subscription for men. And I'm asked all the time about the name, and I think once I explain it, the concept will make more sense. The number 8 simply represents the number of made-to-measure clothes that you receive each year. And the term omakase is a term that sushi lovers will probably know if they're listening right now. If you walk into a nice sushi restaurant, you push aside the menu, and you just say omakase to the chef, you're basically telling him, I'm not ordering. You know what's fresh. This is what you do best. I trust you. And so without needing to order a thing, he'll serve you the freshest cuts, his specialty dishes, and usually even throws in a surprise or two. And it's really the perfect service experience because it takes the burden of choice away from the customer and places it in the hands of the expert. And so what we've done is brought that same experience to men's fashion. You literally get 8 fashion omakase experiences each year, and that's where the name came about.
Oh, I love it, omakase. So if you go into, if anybody listening, that's an interesting thing. So if they go into a restaurant and do that, I mean, not any restaurant, but if they go into a specific restaurant and they do that, they'll know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and any good sushi chef, when you say omakase, they know exactly what to do.
Love it. And I love it for you. It totally makes sense. That's such a unique name for the company. So you talked about what makes your company unique to the competitors, because I don't know that anyone out there is offering that whatsoever. But what's the big benefit for the people who subscribe? What's the benefit for the consumer?
Well, when it comes to benefits, there are a couple things. One, all of our clothes are made to measure. So it's all custom tailored based on your body measurements. And most of our competitors that you run into, they'll ship the standard small through extra large sizing. And what a lot of people don't know about the fashion industry is that standard sizing, off the rack sizing, is designed to fit as many people and as many body types as possible. So whether you're 6'2 or you're 5'8, whether you're a CrossFitter or a dad bod, as they say, you're expected to wear the exact same shirt. And that's why it's so hard to find a perfect fit. So we make every piece of clothing to your exact measurement, so it's a perfect fit every time. Second is, like I mentioned, the omakase concept. One thing everyone knows is that guys hate to shop. We hate going to the mall. And when we do, we hardly know what's on trend or in style. So when someone becomes a member of 8 Omakase, you actually fill out a style profile so we know what you like, what you dislike, and you kind of let us know if you're edgy or conservative. And then your stylist will match that info with the seasonal trends and fits and colors to make sure you're looking on point. So in the same way that you tell a sushi chef that you're going to trust his expertise, our stylist takes your guidance, but they do what they do, you know, they do what they do best, which is create and design clothes. So there's a high level of trust between our clients and their stylists.
Yeah. When you, what were your basic obstacles when you, you know, your biggest obstacles, not your basic ones because you already have those handled, but the biggest obstacles when you first launched?
The biggest obstacle I would say was earning trust. The whole 8 Omakase concept is new, not just in, a lot of people don't even know about it in the, where it originated in the sushi restaurant business. So it was kind of a shock and a surprise for people to go through the experience in a whole new industry of fashion. So it was just the biggest obstacle was getting people educated and comfortable with the idea that a stylist was going to create clothing based on your general feedback, but you don't have any direct input. But the great thing, the awesome thing about it is, our clients now, they realize, one of the guys referred to it as a Christmas gift experience 8 times a year, because they're at the point now where they're just looking forward to what we create for them in the next package.
Yeah, very, very cool. How excited were you when you first, you know, got involved with this concept and decided, oh, yeah, we're doing this?
Oh, it was exciting, not just because of the startup, the fact that we're launching a startup, but there's a side to our company that we don't talk about a lot. We don't put on our website. The 8 Omakase concept started when my business partner actually went on a philanthropic trip to Thailand. He spent some time with a U.S.-based organization out there that works in the slums of Bangkok and saw how that nonprofit struggled with financial sustainability, because a lot of times donations could dry up for nonprofits. And while he was out there, he also did what every guy is supposed to do in Bangkok. You go and you buy a quality bespoke suit for pennies on the dollar. So when he came back to L.A., he asked if I thought we can create a business model tapping into the top-notch tailors they have in Thailand while creating job opportunities for that nonprofit group by using them as our boots on the ground and running it as a profitable company and creating jobs here in the U.S. as well. And so I said, let's go for it, and here we are today. So I think our cause really sets us apart as a company internally compared to a lot of our competitors who, you know, are just going after profit.
So we want to tell everyone, 8 Omakase, where can they go to check it out? I love it.
Yeah, so you can visit us at 8omakase.com. That's the number 8, O-M-A-K-A-S-E.com. And you can also look us up under the same handle on Facebook and Instagram. And we'd love to hear from you and then make your style on point.
Awesome. Michael Wan, it was such a pleasure to talk to you. Continued success.
Thank you, Kate. It was a pleasure being on your show.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.